Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle. I'm so glad you're here. I have a lovely guest, Sandra, who is calling with a parenting question. Can you introduce yourself and tell us what your question is?
Hi, Michelle. It's Sandra. I'm a mom of two daughters and I come from Egypt. I'm in Egypt right now in Cairo.
Amazing.
And I'm honestly suffering a bit with their constant fighting, constant hitting, shouting, loud voices. I'm really suffering big time on how to handle this.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're alone. I think so many of us struggle with sibling rivalry. I came to this work because my oldest was really hard on my youngest and we were struggling really badly. So I understand. And your daughters are 5 and 7, yes?
They're exactly 5 and 7.
Yeah, 5 and 7. Okay, good. So that's good for everyone to know, 5 and 7. So tell me, what are your interventions like? When your kids are fighting, what is it that you, how do you come to them?
I used to start, back then, I used to handle it. I think it was in the wrong way. I used to always not punish, but talk to the elder daughter because she's more responsible. So I gave her the responsibility of not hitting her sister, not shouting, okay, give her this toy. She's younger. Okay, let her play here. She doesn't understand as much as you do. And I think this is how it all started.
Yeah.
And the younger one used to cry and scream very, very loudly. So we automatically went and tried to cheer her up. And of course, the other daughter felt like I'm always punished one, or I'm
villain. Yeah.
Victim.
Yeah.
So it was always like this at first.
And now, are you still doing that or?
No. Now I came to the conclusion that I probably should leave them to end their fights or to handle their fights on their own. Of course, it doesn't really
work
most of the time, but sometimes they just handle it and continue playing. But it's not always working, and it's always like we used to fight and make up. Like, this is the constant, our daily life, and it's bothering me.
Yeah. Okay. This is a good place to start. Are you using punishments or consequences in other parts of your threats or bribes or anything just in general?
Yeah. In the beginning I used to, and it was also with the elder daughter. I used to sometimes let her sit in her room for a while. Of course she sometimes used aggressive attitude with her younger sister. So sometimes I pulled her and told her, no, stop doing this. And I pulled her. That was in the beginning. And then I realized it's not doing any effect, or it's not having any effect on them. So I stopped it and tried other methods.
Yeah, other consequences and punishments or rewards or?
Not so much.
Okay, are you using any connection tools? Are you doing daily special time or using empathy or using play?
To be honest, our life is a bit like a stressful life. Like they come back from school, we have trainings, they have to eat fast to get dressed or get ready for their trainings, and then we go out, and then I have one daughter here and the other there, and we're always on the run, so I'm always with them, but I don't really feel that I'm with them actually, like in this way, like in the connection way. Like,
yeah,
not connecting. We're mainly doing life together, like the whole time together, but we're not really having quality time. Sometimes we do, of course, in the weekends, but on a daily basis, no. That's,
yeah. Well, that's a very good thing to notice, right? That your life is hectic and that there's not room for connection.
Yeah. And that's the
connection is as important as breathing. It's as important as water. It's as important as food. And so if our life is too hectic for connection, it will help us if we find ways to make our life less hectic and to really try to find moments of connection with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need it. And it will help the sibling relationship. If the child feels more connected to you, it means their prefrontal cortex will be online, their thinking brain will be online. Then if they're more connected to you, they can do better with their sister because they are thinking better. So connection has to be inside of our family, has to be inside of our everyday life in order for our children to function in all of their relationships, in their friendships, at school, with their siblings. All of those relationships flourish when there's connection, and those relationships are ruptured when there isn't connection.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my first recommendation, is to really make connection a top priority in your life, because that sibling rivalry is not going to end unless there's connection.
Okay. So for, like with both of them, not together, like everyone separately.
One-on-one special time is what I recommend. There's lots of podcasts on special time. I also have guides to special time in my link tree. If you look up Peace and Parenting link tree, I have guides to special time. I have a special time podcast that explain just how to do it, but daily one-on-one time with your kids, that's just one little piece of connection. It isn't everything, but it's something that will help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes. What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes. My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent, and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Let's dive back in. Okay, so the second thing is I wouldn't allow them to fight it out, basically, because usually what happens is the bigger, stronger one is going to win and the littler one succumbs, or the littler one, maybe in this case, will yell so loudly that you'll come to her aid and then the older one will feel disenfranchised.
Yes, true.
So instead, I would come to them when they're fighting. I would not wait 1 second. I would come in immediately. Don't let it get too ignited. Don't let it get too far. As soon as you hear them starting to have a kerfuffle of any sort, come in and say, hey, okay, let's stop here, guys. What's happening? What is going on? And the reason we say what is going on is because they are offline and we want them to get online. And so you ask child A, what's going on here? What are you guys doing? What happened? And child A will say, she was so mean to me. She took my thing. She did X, Y, and Z. And you give them empathy. Oh, she took your thing. Oh, you guys are having a hard time. Oh, this is, I understand. I'm right here. I'm listening. I'm going to help you guys work this out. You give empathy. You ask child B, what happened? Same thing. Give her empathy and understanding. We don't tell her her sibling is wrong or right, but all we say is, I know you're having a hard time. I understand you're struggling and I'm right here with you and I am going to listen. You're trying to get their prefrontal brain back online so they can think clearly. That's it. You don't care who did what. You don't care who's wrong. You don't care who's right, because this sibling relationship is long and circuitous, and siblings in some point, child A has done the wrong thing, and then child B has done the wrong thing, and everybody has a role in it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once you've talked to each of them and given them empathy, which is also a tool of connection, empathy, then you say to them, guys, what can we do here? Sounds like you guys are having a hard time. What can we do so this doesn't happen next time? Have them come up with a solution. Well, maybe I shouldn't push her. Well, yeah, maybe you shouldn't. Well, maybe we could work together. Well, maybe you could work together. You have them find the solution to the problem, not you. You are not the judge. You are not the jury. You are not the referee. You are not in charge of their relationship. They are in charge of their relationship. You can be supportive and come alongside and stop the fighting and listen with empathy, but they need to figure out how to navigate their problems, because you're not going to be around always. And so they need to understand how to take care of their problems together. So you do this 7,000 times, and then they start to resolve their own problems when they're 16 and 17 and 18 years old. But for now, you have to scaffold it for them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it kind of does. I try to imagine, like I can try not to interfere, but to come and stop the fight and just let them think what they did wrong or what they, how to solve it, like how they would solve it right now. So not to interfere in any opinion, any, I don't judge, I don't like say anything.
Yes, you don't judge. You don't need to know what happened. You don't need to find out, well, did you hit her first or did she hit you first or what happened? It's not important for you. It's important for them, but it's not important for you to be able to help support them. All you want to do is say, oh, I understand you're having such a hard time with your sister. I get it. This isn't easy. So that they can think better.
Okay. And you don't, like, I don't do any punishments, any, like,
no, you don't do any punishments ever in your house. Ever, 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 ever. None. You get rid of all of the punishments. You get rid of all of the consequences. You get rid of all of the timeouts. No punitive measures ever. Those can create more sibling rivalry. Because if a kid feels resentful that they're being punished, they can take it out on their brother or sister.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true. So no, consequences also, nothing.
No consequences. Consequences are really punishments.
Maybe if we do it, you both don't go to tomorrow to what, wherever, like
no.
Both of them together.
No. But why would we do the consequences work? When you use consequences, do your kids stop fighting?
No. Exactly.
So why are we using them? They don't work. They really don't.
They might work at the moment, in the moment, but not after that. They don't work in the
Yeah, in the long term, they're creating more problems. Yeah, we don't need them. They create havoc. This could be part of the reason why you have so much sibling rivalry is because of consequences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what's the next step? Like, if I do this and they, like, I have to wait a little bit longer, I have to try to other ways, what do I do?
If they don't solve, first of all, we have to have realistic expectations of a 5 and a 7-year-old. They're not going to solve their problems. You're just going to keep practicing, keep doing it, keep doing this protocol, keep, you know, coming to their aid, keep supporting them, keep using empathy, because it's a process. They're not going to learn probably for months or years how to resolve conflict, but they need lots of practice. And so we give them that practice with our support so they don't hurt each other.
And I give them ideas, for example, for solutions, or I don't.
No, because then you're in charge again. Now, then you're putting yourself back in charge. You want to put, they're old enough, they can come up with the solutions. The solutions don't matter so much. What really matters is that you're giving them empathy when they're having a hard time and they're able to come back online. That matters the most. That creates connection. That helps them feel seen and heard and understood. That puts their self-esteem back in check so that they don't feel judged. They don't feel like, you know, we're choosing sides. They don't feel like the victim and they don't feel like the villain. And so the empathy is the thing that matters the most, not the solution. The solution really doesn't matter.
Okay.
You got it? It's a lot. You'll have to do it a lot.
It's not easy. Not easy. It needs patience. I think it needs patience. It needs consistency. So not easy.
It's not easy. You try it. And if you're feeling rushed all the time, this can, you know, be a problem when they're having their fights. If you feel like you're so busy, you can't do this, that's a problem too. We got to have enough time to help them through their problems.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Maybe the stress that we're in, or the routine it's causing more stress on them.
Yeah. And on you, because it's hard for you to get all this stuff done. And then you feel pressured to go and be and do and get them there. And they can't fight because we got to get there and you have to eat your food. And if you're stressed, then they're going to be stressed. It's no good for any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we take a couple activities out of there.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was such a good question, Sandra. Thank you for asking it. I know lots of people will get a lot out of it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was very useful to talk to you, and I will definitely use the new methods. Hopefully they will work here.
They will work. Just keep at it. Don't give up on it.
Yeah, I'll stay consistent. I'll be consistent. Yeah.
Yeah, just keep being consistent. Well, thank you. And thank you for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. It was so nice to connect.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.